Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. We are, well, Lance is in, you're in New Braunfels, right, Lance?
Yeah, I'm at the at my parents' house, seeing Grandma and Grandpa with the kids.
Yeah, well, it's great. I mean, they had a problem getting there because we had a lot of rain this weekend all over.
Woo, we both had problems. We had to turn around. Yeah, we were going up there on Saturday, and we ended up having to turn around because we had two nails in our tires, in our front left and back left, and we had slow leaks. And the rain started coming down. I couldn't get anything patched up. And so we ended up, you know, we could have maybe aired it up and then taken off there. But then with the parents, you know, being delayed because of their rain that they had coming back from Kansas, it was like, well, I guess we'll just wait to go to yesterday. And that's what we did.
All right. So if they get to see the grandparents, that's nice. Y'all hanging out. That's really, really sweet, Lance. You're a really, really sweet son. And father to your family.
Yeah, I know. I've been saying it for years.
Well, no, I just want to confirm it and let everybody else know it. And we'll be back in studio, hopefully, soon. We'll get that ready, and we'll all be back in studio coming your way very shortly so you don't have it just sounds weird. And so hopefully we'll get this back going again, and we'll all be back in studio soon. In the meantime,
you don't realize the greatness of being in studio by yourself.
Oh,
it's phenomenal.
Awesome. Oh, it is?
Ask Dell. I ruin his every, like, well, I go on probably twice a week now, usually just to see Dell mostly, but when no one else is even in the building, you couldn't feel safer. Like, you get there, no one's there. There's only about six people in the building at one time anyway. I mean, it feels, you know, I'll see Joel Blank on the way out, and yeah, that's why it's good. I don't want the rest of you coming back and ruining my experience.
So you just want Joel to yourself?
Well, I didn't say that. I just want
to
be
exactly
able
what
to.
You just said. You get to see Joel Blank, and that's like a highlight for you
on the way out.
Well, he doesn't come in. You come. You leave at 10. He doesn't come in until 11. You
no,
wait
no,
around
no.
for
he
him
comes
because
in.
You love him so much.
He comes in way earlier.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he comes in. He comes in at 10. Charlie comes in a little after that, but you know, it's funny. We're at my parents' house. My brother and his wife are here, and we were talking last night. My wife stayed up with and talked with my sister-in-law until about 2 in the morning. You want to talk about needing human interaction? I think my wife fits in that category. Me and Dell, not so much. My wife, yes.
No, like if Dell, like your wife hasn't talked to anything but kids and you for how long, and her mother for how long? Uh-huh. And so she needed some other perspective. Like, Dell, when you don't talk to anybody for a long time, do you need that perspective?
No, I'm annoyed by outside perspectives.
Yeah, okay, because you got your own perspective.
Yeah, and that's the one I care about most and really only care about. I mean, I'll take my mother's under protest just because, you know, she's a woman who birthed me. But other than that, I don't want to hear from really anyone.
That's it. You don't need any other. So Dell, I wanted you to break down the match for me. I want you to tell me exactly what you thought of Tiger and Peyton versus Phil and Brady. What stood out for you the most?
The fawning over it by people, because let's just be clear, I didn't watch a second because I'm not about that life. But the fawning over it, the people who couldn't keep from touching themselves while watching those four play golf in a meaningless thing. That's what I took from it. Oh my gosh, look, four celebrities and two golfers and two NFL quarterbacks playing golf. Oh, they're playing golf. All right, thanks. I'm done with Twitter. Thank you.
I was really, really surprised by the reaction of it, if you want to know the truth. Lance, did you watch any of it?
I did. I did watch some of it. And you know what's funny is I couldn't find it. I kept looking on all the major networks. I finally thought, is there any chance it's TBS? And so I found it. And I swear to you, and you know what alerted me to it? I knew it was going to be on, and then I forgot about it. And then I saw on Twitter somebody said, you know, somebody said, oh, Brady, oh, looks like Brady without Belichick. He's shanking it all over the place. And I'm like, oh, I need to go find this. I turn it on. I swear to you, they tee off, and a couple strokes later is when Tom Brady holed out. That's whenever he holed out from the fairway. And so I watched for a little while after that. I thought it was entertaining. I thought what made it entertaining wasn't necessarily the golf as much for me as the golf combined, obviously, with the ability to go back and forth between people and talk. The show before us, I thought, captured what I was thinking, and that's if you only saw that hole, you'd think Tom Brady was yapping back and forth with Charles Barkley. But Brady was locked in. Brady was in competitor mode trying to win. He wasn't, you know, playing all that well. But Brady was not a big chit-chat guy during the match. And having Charles Barkley in their ears, I thought was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't see beforehand what led up to that was how bad Brady was.
Yeah, I heard he was bad.
I mean bad. There were 40-yard wide fairways, and he and Peyton both. It took almost a half hour to finish the first hole, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is really, really, really bad. And I went on Twitter, and actually afterwards, there was a poll. Darren Revelle put out a poll. Did you really, really like it? Did you were interested in watch? Did you dislike it, or did you hate it? Whatever. And the majority of people just loved it. And I think in large part, it's maybe a couple of things. It's the star power that was there, and actually there was some humanity to the guys because you'd never seen Tom Brady. You know, Peyton Manning obviously is very personable. Tiger, not so much. How'd you like the Mike Tomlin look he had going on? Did you see that?
Yeah. I did see that. I did not expect Tiger to rebrand with that beard. But, yeah, that was the other thing is Tiger, you know, Tiger's a notorious trash talker. It was a good thing that the teams were mixed, but where you had the trash talkers, one trash talker on each side. But I was a little surprised that Tiger wasn't giving it to people more also. That was a little bit of a disappointment.
Right. Tiger didn't show much personality on it. And Phil was okay. But there was a lot of, you know, a lot of reading putts and doing all this stuff. But I was amazed at how many people love this. Man, are we starving for anything. If this was in the middle of the football season or if this was in the middle, we'd have just been like, wow, just another. I honestly... If this, you know, just like last year's Phil versus Tiger, I guess that would have been received with, oh, my God, well, how awesome. They were mic'd up and they actually said words to each other. And we are just starved because I can tell you this, the golf was awful. The Peyton and Brady was awful until he holed out and then he hit a couple more shots. But you wouldn't watch that. I was like, oh, my gosh, what are we watching here? And it was Brady couldn't hit a 40-yard fairway.
Wait a minute. You watch golf on a regular basis. I think your bar was too high. I think you expected these scratch golfers to come out here, maybe a Tony Romo. Now, a Romo would have been nice in there. Maybe a Romo and a Steph Curry.
No, two guys we know are
scratch golfers.
Lance, I wasn't expecting Tony Romo. Brooks Koepka on the sixth hole, said, I will give $100,000 if Tom Brady can get a par on the – no, after the fifth hole. I will give $100,000 if Tom Brady can get a par on the front nine. I don't expect Tony Romo. I don't expect scratch golf. But a par is going to get you $100,000? I mean, talk of that's bad. And it looked like he wasn't going to. And he wasn't going to on the hole that he got that he holed out on. That was his fourth shot. He was 150 yards away on his fourth shot. That's bad. That's really, really, really bad. And he holes it out and he says, suck that, Charles, and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of like that, though, Dell. What do I always say? Suck on that.
Yeah, right? It's a weird thing for guys to do that. I'm looking at Tiger right now from the match, too. He looks like a villain from New York Undercover. He looks like one of the bad guys from that show. If you remember that show from the 90s, he's got that facial hair. Like, he's in New York. He just robbed the bank, And those detectives are going to try to find him. That's what he looks like. That's not a good look for
to
Tiger.
To me, he looked like Baby Tomlin.
Mm. Tomlin would say, I go to a barber for this. I get that thing cleaned up. Tiger just looked like he took some trimmers himself and then used the razor to clean it up. It ain't it, Chief. It ain't it for Tiger.
Listen.
No, it doesn't work.
The cleaned up thing, if you don't clean it up every day like Lance McCullers, I mean cleaning it up, right?
Yeah. You know.
Except he's not clean right now, is he, Lance?
No, probably not. You know Tomlin goes to a barber before the game to get that cleaned up so when he's on TV, he has it looking right. That's all. Tiger did that himself. He did that himself. You could tell.
Well, he don't want people touching his face, man. Does he think he wants the Roni? No. He don't want the Roni. Okay? So, anyway, I was just amazed at how people – I liked it. We watched the whole thing, came down to the last hole, and it was fun. And, you know, I guess it was fun. It was a lot of times it was just like, oh, my goodness. But the competition, because you know all four of those guys are so competitive. I think that was maybe it. But it's just like we are – man, baseball, you're so stupid. Get back as soon as you can because people are starving
John,
for
the
anything.
Draft had 55 million viewers.
Right.
37% increase. Yes, the Korean baseball was broadcast on ESPN. And the more like, we're picking teams. I got the Wiz. I've got Hanzu Panzu. I've got blah, blah, blah. People called in immediately to pick their Korean baseball team and throw $10 in the hat for the championship. It's unbelievable. Everyone is starved, but it did. I know we got to get to a break. I want to ask this question on the other side. I'll ask it now, and I want you to think about this. There is two schools of thoughts. Number one is most people will be in the camp of kind of the distance makes the heart grow fonder routine for sports, but I also am wondering if there will be some people who during the pandemic who no longer have sports, if it kind of just says, you know what, I got used to not living with sports. I wonder if there will be some casual, not people like us, but I wonder if there will be some casual fans who say, you know what, I found other things to do during the pandemic. I wonder if anyone will kind of get away from sports.
Apparently not, because we'll watch anything, first of all, that we can bet on, and secondly, just to take – anything live. I'm with our great president. I'm tired of watching 1993 NBA Finals, okay? Our great president said that, and I think he can't be more dead on. And then everybody said, well, then don't watch any. You should be watching. Okay. 713-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here. I was dying for Lance to make up more Korean names, weren't you? Weren't you, Del?
I just said Hanzu Panzu.
I know, but then you said blah blah. I wanted you to make up some something. Mm-mm. Something.
I'm not dying for that. Unless he does it in a German accent.
No, it's actually those are I'm doing names of teams, not players.
Well,
teams are easy.
But
Kia Bears or whatever. There's nothing.
I'm sure there they say Kia Womb.
No, you say it.
No, that's what I'm pretty sure that's. I'm just trying to be realistic on what's going on, okay, over there.
Well, I'll be realistic about this. People who had been going to Men's T Clinic for the last few years and who stopped during the pandemic, I'm pretty realistic when I tell you this. The results of how powerful Men's T Clinic, their testosterone treatments are, how much you are missing them now after you don't have it for 2 months, 2.5 months, 3 months, whatever the case may be, all of a sudden you realize, wow, belly flab where I had gotten used to it not being there. I don't have the same energy level. You start to notice all those things that had gone away. And if you've never used Men's T Clinic and testosterone treatment, you are going to find out that it can be a big game changer for you after the big quarantine and shutdown. And the physical benefits are unbelievable. Testosterone treatment and therapy can increase your energy, your muscle mass. Weight loss is very real. But those are just only some of the reasons. There's also, you know, the ability to kind of eliminate some of the low libido issues, depression, memory loss, irritability that come with having lower testosterone on a daily basis. There's five convenient locations here in the Houston area. Go to menstclinic.com. Find one. Get in there. Get tested. And you know what? Let's make that change. Let's make that change. Post-quarantine, let's get back on track with menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.